Yes. Well, Richard Waite and David Waite, I can only give you a few more minutes because other people are waiting. Yeah. But I'm giving you a cautionary tale. You should be just a friend of this person. And there may come a time, maybe a year from now, or 2 years from now, that you might want to be married. But, you know, you're 60 and he's 80. It could be a nice thing, but what I want you to do, not to make a mistake, is to meditate so that you have clarity of what you're looking at. See, I can read you. I can read everybody that calls me on the radio. I don't have to see them. And it's even easier to see because people are typecast. I tell you there's just a certain amount of typecast and it begins all over again. And people are not individuals, they're outdividuals. And right now you're an outdividual. And you've got to become an individual, and an individual cannot be fooled. And even if you can be fooled, it won't hurt you. You just miss it and you slide right by it, not even realizing that you are being had. You have a magic there. And I want you to have that magic before you leave and make that more important than any friend or fiend, because you really don't know him. And until you know yourself, you cannot see, you cannot know him. You know yourself well enough to know that I'm a decent guy. And if I asked you to marry me, you probably would. Because there are not many people like me. And there's not many people like you either. But there's a big percentage, but not enough yet. You're a good woman. And so stay pure. That's important. It should be that sex has passed a long time ago. It should be that you're beginning to become a person and not just a woman. See? And it's the same as a man and not just a man. You know, that they breed another one. Oh, it's a boy, a little boy grows up to be a man just like that. And he dies. There's something in the Bible that says it quite beautifully. It says, honor your mother and father, that the days may be long on the land the Lord thy God giveth thee. And it goes on to say something about and projecting onto the generations, you know, all kinds of bad things, but showing mercy for those who love me and keep my commandments. So, you see, virtue does not come through the blood. It comes from the inclination of the soul. So you may have a bad father, bad sick mother. You may have siblings who degrade you and abuse you. But if you can endure this, if you can see all that and have trouble by it, because it's only because they've got under your skin and they're beginning to eat you alive. And this is the sort of cannibal world we live in. People live on each other, other people's failings. See, so you enjoy your relationship with this gentleman. You talk about philosophy, you go together, you dance. But you leave the sex alone, if I were you. Because I haven't had sex for 40 years.
You have not?
No.
Neither has had this man.
Yes, it's because I see that my wife, I see my wife sees that as love, and it's not. And therefore she feels rejected. She feels rejected because she thinks that love, sex is love. Yes, it could be, but not for her. She uses sex to feel like a better person. See, and to make me feel better so she can feel better. She's insecure. And so if I give myself to that person, which happens to people who are not married, having sex in, you know, like dogs in an alley, they think they're loving with each other, but they're doing each other in. And in marriage that cannot happen because you've only got one person that you can love the hell out of. And then I'm speaking in terms of a man and a woman. And so I gave up that long time ago. And I'm a better man for it. And my wife is better off for it, but she still wants, she doesn't care about the sex, but she wants me to love her like everybody else is loved, to put on a pedestal and make her queen. I don't do that either. But I've been married 64 years, and she's still trying to overcome me, try to get me to, you know, I keep telling her the truth, and she keeps getting upset about it. But I can't help myself. That's the way it is. We'll be right back.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Good evening again. This is the second hour of Advice Line. 800-866-8883. And that's business hours. Not business hours, sorry. It's 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. I take calls. Okay. And the number is 800-866-8883. And I was just talking to a lady of 60, marrying a man of 80. And we had a nice conversation, but more needs to be said. If you heard this subject matter, if you heard me discussing it in the last hour, you can call me, 800-866-8883. I'm going to go to Richard and David in a minute, but I just want to read you something about, well, you see it. It's a double pleasure to deceive the deceiver, Niccolo Machiavelli. Okay? Subtlety may deceive you, but integrity never will. I was talking about that. I'm picking out little pieces. And then the scientific dictator of tomorrow will set up his whispering machines and some nebula projectors in school and hospitals, and children and the sick are highly suggestible. And in all public places where audience can be given preliminary softening up of suggestibility, increasing oratory or rituals, Aldous Huxley, Brain Doing World. When governments relies increasingly on the sophisticated public relations agencies, public debate disappears and is replaced by competing propaganda campaigns with accompanying deceits. Advertising isn't about the truth or fairness or rationality, but about mobilizing the deeper and more primitive layers of the human mind. Okay, so let's see. And then, the tyranny of a prince in an oligarchy is not so dangerous to the public welfare as the apathy of a citizen in a democracy. Charles de Montague. Okay. So these are a few little things that there are certain subtleties that you can read about, which I could take any one of those things, which I will do later on, because there's more things, more important things than that, because there's one special one I'm talking about here. And let me give this, so in case you missed it, Adolf Hitler, in his writings. What do you say to the people, collectively, in that receptive state of fanatical, excuse me, my glasses are not clean. I'll do it again. Hitler describes his writings, what you say to the people in that collectively in that receptive state of fanatical abandonment remains in their mind like an order given to someone under hypnosis, which cannot be wiped out and resists all logical argument. And so when you deal with people and tell them the truth, they want to kill you. Basically, not all. Some people will love you for it. But there are other people that don't love you for it. And you're living in a democracy that used to be a good place to be. And it still is to some degree. There's still plenty of people out there, but there's lots of people, at least half the country's no damn good. You know, 48% of are on welfare, and they live at your expense. They don't have to work. They're entitled. So what do you think that's done to them? That's civil war coming. See that? And it's all designed. All the children have been indoctrinated in all the schools. It gets to a point where I've got something here I want to show you, but then I'm going to go to my callers. It numbs the mind that dozens of Yale students could not sign a petition to revoke the First Amendment. In other words, let me see what's here. Let me see. I'm not reading it right. There was a video here, and where was it? I had it right in my front of my nose. But what it boils down to, since I can't find it, is what it says. It says that people in college, in universities, are beginning to say quite loudly they want to reject the First Amendment, which is the right to speak. And it's like insane. And it's happening in droves. If you want to read more about that, you need to go to a magazine called the Whistleblower. Just look for the Whistleblower on the website. Okay, we'll be right back. Now, where am I now? I'm going to take my first call. I'm just running all over the place here now. Richard here in Milwaukee. I'd better talk to you than talking for myself. Okay, where are you? Is Richard there? Hello? Hello? Richard? Hello? Anybody home? Okay. And we had difficulty getting the call. Well, maybe you try David and then have difficulties with him while I'm overcoming his difficulties. Okay, good. Thank you, Richard. Thank you. Are you there, old boy?
Yes, Mr. Masters.
How are you doing?
I can't complain. Yourself?
Yes, good. That's a voice that's familiar with me.
Well, it's maybe probably 2.5 years.
It's a certain resonance in your voice.
You got a good memory.
Well, not so. I tend to sort of sense goodness.
I can still sense light in your eyes. I can still sense it as I did 2.5 years ago, so you didn't lose that.
Thank you.
Anyway, I want to sincerely thank you for helping me during, eight years ago when my mother was in a nursing home.
Yes.
Alzheimer's, dementia, 18 pills a day, on diapers, drooling out the side of her mouth. And I pulled her out.
That's the idea.
I pulled her out, took off of work 30 days, and what came out of her would make the Exodus movie look like a fairy tale.
Oh, wow.
But the point is, Mr. Masters, I have to give you 100% credit because after I knew what you were talking about, what I was dealing with, and I would deal with it, and then go in my room and I'd put your tapes on. And then I'd go back, and that got me to the point where I could handle it. I never came back with nothing anger, if you know what, I mean.
Yes, I do.
And I was a single parent with two boys, 7 months old and 2 years. I know how to change diapers.
Yes.
And getting your mother off of diapers is so much more rewarding than your children.
Yes.
But she lasted a little over 3 years and ended up walking around the house with the cane.
Miracle. That's a miracle.
I mean, I wouldn't want to do it again.
No, you may not have to, but look at the joy you had for doing it.
Oh, you only have one mother.
That's beautiful. That is so beautiful.
I tell you, I mean, and people thought I was crazy. I was nuts. Nobody would come over to the house because she was out of control. They abandoned me, but I had the Lord and I had your tapes.
And so, am I saying what I'm hearing? Is that your mother was dying, and the hospital or wherever they was?
She was in a nursing home.
Nursing home.
And she was on dementia, Alzheimer's, and then her insurance ran out.
Yes. So they want to kill her by dehydrating her.
Well, I put her on a all fruits, vegetables, and then weight.
You took care of her, though. You started to take care of her. You didn't leave her to those people.
No, I was the only one here. I took her home.
That's good.
I pulled her out of.
How is she today? Has she got good memory back? Is she?
Well, she. This happened. This was about maybe 8 years ago.
Oh, I see.
And she lived 3 years.
And was it a good 3 years?
Well, the first 6 months were rough.
Yes.
And her anger was dissipating.
Yes.
And she would talk to me like she was a little child.
Yes.
And she grew up. She was relating her life to me.
Yes.
Now, what more rewarding thing could a son have to hear the mother when she was a child and a teenager?
Well, you know, you were playing the role of a husband. What she needed was a man in the house. What she needed was a man, and the only man she could ever hope to have is a good man like you.
Yeah,
and it was good for both of you.
My dad was a hitter.
Oh, I see.
You know, he was a. When I was a kid, I peed in my pants before he got to me because I knew what was coming. But my point is, getting back to my mother, I couldn't ask, you know, the reward. Of seeing your mother, because she was a very angry lady. I used to hold my breath when I was a little kid because I wanted to die.
Yeah, she was like your father.
Yeah, and then she told me, put me in front of a mirror and said, there's a devil inside of me.
Oh, wow.
So both my parents took my earlier years to beat it out of me, if you know what I mean.
Yes, but you didn't hold it against her anymore. You got to a point where you didn't hold it against her.
Because, see, your explanation of what's going on is so rewarding because I can see that in people.
Yes.
And I've seen it in my dad. I've seen it in my ma. I see it in my relatives. I see it in people. And without that knowledge that you gave and I believed, well, then I could never have handled it. So just thank you, Mr. Masters.
I'm so grateful you brought it to the microphone. It's very heartening to other people to hear that.
Well, the thing is, don't give up.
I'll do my best as long as I got breath,
yep.
As long as I got support from people. But I wish I could get some billionaire to give me some millionaire, and so I can get to the whole country before it collapses.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a matter of money, because you could tell everybody person on this planet, and some are going to listen and some are not, and I'm going to have to hear it.
Yes, but the difference between those who don't, who hate me for this, and those who, like yourself, that love who I am and where I'm coming from, which means you have the same God as I do, same redemption. But
right.
We begin to look as the nation becomes darker, we brighten up and we are no more noticeable, and begin to spit at us and be angry with us and stuff like that. As you see, your own family hated the innocence of the little child that was you. That's the only reason they could take their frustration, because they're cowards. And all bullies, all the bullies and all the ISIS and everybody, all cowards. But they just enjoy, they're empowered by various potentates to, like Hitler Germany, he emboldened the worst in everybody. He injected it into them, he put it into their emotional state, and then empowered it to be the worst of all, worst of horror. And then he would bless them.
Correct.
As if bad was good.
Correct.
See, and that goes on. So there's a projection, and it goes through the nation. So if a group of people are affected that way, the way you were affected, and you didn't do any infecting, which is a wonderful thing, but the average person is infected and become beholden to the thing they hate. They become the thing they hate, but they're dead. And they're basically dead in spirit. And there's an emptiness in their life and an anxiety, which makes them turn upon something more innocent, and especially even their own children. Anything that's weaker than themselves. And so when they pass that along, then the child becomes, the person becomes subject to that. There's a scripture that expresses it very simple. And Jesus says, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And not do unto others as was done to you. You took the different turn. You took your mother and did not hold any grudge against what she did you as you grew older. That is magic. No man can do this unless he has God in him. No man. Now, there are people who do this out of obligation, but then they die from obligation because they feel they have to be angry to function. They have to be angry to feel guilty, and that guilt can always be fulfilled by being nice, and then they feel guilty for being used. And they wish that person would die, and then they feel guilty. And then they help the dying person. And you see, that is a vicious cycle. But you didn't do that. You didn't do that.
And the credit goes to your meditation tapes.
I just want to emphasize to my audience, if you don't mind, but you honor your mother and father. It doesn't matter, because they could not help themselves. They could not help because they're all mothers and fathers. And the great, 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 great grand always goes back to paradise lost. To one man's sin and death through sin spread like a disease, a pandemic. Your father and mother didn't find it, but you found it. And you found it by seeing that you're standing in your parents' shoes if you're not careful. And so you decided deep in your heart of hearts to do the right thing for your mother for the right reason. God bless you.
Well, thank you, Lord.
You.
But I do have a question.
Okay.
This isn't facetious. I don't mean this to be flippant.
Okay.
I ask these questions. I'll just say I was a limo driver, and I took people from all walks of life, politicians, you name them. I handed out your cards to, hundreds of people all over the world. But I did ask a question to this psychic, and she's very well known. I don't want to mention her name.
That's okay.
Sylvia Brown.
Never heard of her, but it doesn't matter. What is the question or problem?
The question is, to be or not to be is the question. And, okay, now I read Einstein about quantum physics and time travel, and energy can't be created or destroyed. And
yeah, but I don't see where the point is.
Oh, I'm sorry. The point is, to be or not to be, can somebody request not to be, not to exist?
Well, you mean to commit suicide?
Well, no. You're not. You're taking your complaint to the Creator, or you're taking your request to the Creator, and asking the Creator, please do away with my existence. Would that be allowed?
Well, I think that was pretty bad stuff.
Well,
That's something you dare not say.
That's something what? Pardon me?
It's something you dare not say. Take me away. You made my life miserable. See, that's what you're saying. Isn't the God of love doesn't? People who love God have a longing. Do you know there's two kinds of longing? There's two kinds of loves. One is the love of the world, where your ego gets prompted up, and you become addicted to that which props it up, and a slave of that which props it up. But you don't realize for a long time that you are a slave. And then when you become a slave, oh my God, you have all kinds of anxieties, and you need pills and drugs. You start taking your frustration out on others, and then you begin to hate yourself, and then you wish you hadn't been born. I get that. You don't want to listen to that bitch. Question.
Yes, but...
Okay. I'm not afraid to mince words.
I'm trying to parallel your...
Listen,
answer.
You listen to me, let it go. Do what you did to your mother the same way. Don't hold any grudge against you, anybody who tries to hurt you or lie to you or deceive you. Let it go through one ear and come out the other, and just hold your ground, because you found the energy of resistance. The resistance is emotional. It's not being emotional. And the only way you can be non-emotional, because this is a state of being unemotional, because there's a frozen state, where you don't know how to do anymore, and you just become so cold, you don't have any connection to anybody. That's an illness. But I'm speaking about you need to have no emotions like animals. You don't get carried away when somebody gives you a lot of money. Like you see people getting money and $10,000 a week, they want a surprise, and and pretty soon they've lost all their money and they've lost their life. See, and that's happiness. It's not happiness. And then the other one is, that would be addiction to money. When the money runs out, your life is over again. You misspent your money in foolish things, and you got more guilty than you ever were before. What I'm saying to you, you don't need emotions. Animals need emotions. Animals need to fight and flight. But humans have different. We are dealing with temptation. We're dealing with people who are the walking dead, and they want to eat you. They look normal, but they just want to eat you. They want to kill you as they eat you. They want to kill you slowly so that you can live long enough, like the caterpillar injected by a certain wasp lays eggs inside the caterpillar while it's living. And while it's living, the eggs are hatching out. That's what is happening to people who allow themselves to be upset or overexcited and, looking for love in all the wrong places. Looking for a high. Every high is a new low. And so there's a different standard for human beings. And you're born into it. It gets into you. And then the rotten ones, the ISIS kinds, to put it more extreme, they take pleasure in killing, murdering. They take pleasure. It makes them feel high. Murder, torture, sexual abuse. These are the kinds of people that you have to, your country is growing up to have that, a lot of it. And slowly but surely our country is disappearing because we've lost our virtues. We've lost our Christianity. We've allowed all kinds of people into our country that do not belong here. Because this country is only for noble people. That's all it's for. And that's why we've got to pull down the walls. I mean, put up walls. And recover who we are as American people. Every race and color and creed have the same capacity to find purpose. So I don't know if I've answered your questions, but your question, I think, is answered. You need to tell that lady to find the purpose in life. And then have her call me. Maybe I can straighten her out. But please don't listen to what she has to say. Otherwise, you're going to be lost. You're happy the way you are. Keep that. All right, we got a caller. Hello, 800-866-8883. If you're listening live Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. West Coast time to 8 p.m. West Coast time. Thank you. All right, David in Georgia. Hello, thank you for waiting. We still have problems?
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me, sir?
Oh, yes, I can hear you. Is this David?
This is David from Georgia.
Hello, David.
How are you tonight?
I'm good, thank you. So you have problems with the wife? That's a pretty normal question.
Yes.
Who doesn't?
Friend of mine had introduced me to it about 3 to 4 weeks ago.
And
since then, I've been able, about the third time I did it, things started changing with me, the way I was thinking, my calmness, everything. When I closing the eyes, seeing little sparks, feeling the tingle in my fingers to a point it felt like sometimes I was being jabbed with a little pin.
Yes, that's right.
It was just, it just overwhelming, very overwhelming, and it's had a big impact on me, being able, like you said, to calm down. I haven't been doing any others but that each day, and I can feel a lot of things going on inside me, a lot I don't understand. I guess there's a lot of things I'll never understand.
No, no, but you keep going. You'll understand what you need to, what is given to you for the moment to get you through it perfectly. And then to the next, and to the next, and it never stops. And it goes beyond, it goes beyond death. It goes beyond death. You won't know you have died.
Okay. Because like I said, it's just been a whirlwind. I've been saved, and in the last 4 weeks, I basically let Jesus back into my heart.
He's always been
there.
I like that.
I've helped him out, and I've let him back in, and between the meditation, and this is only the 7-minute one that I've been doing over, listening to you, sitting in a chair, and a calmness and a peace has came over me that I haven't felt in so many years. It's just, I can say I'm at peace, and I don't feel hate it anymore. And I love myself, as I didn't before.
Yes.
Now, me and my wife has been married for 37 years. In the last 10 years, it's been a very bad whirlwind. We've done things and said things to hurt each other to a point that I'm easier to forgive or not, maybe not let it bother me as much.
That's the idea.
She is.
That's the idea.
And I don't know what to do to save it, or is it at a point of no return?
I'm not quite sure. It seems like you need to keep the hold of the course. You need to keep the course. In other words, the more difficult she becomes, the calmer you become. This is the opportunity to obey the powering, the overpowering effect of the powerful, who don't know they're powerful, who hunger for power and intimidate you. Yes, I'm talking to David in Georgia. And David, I don't think you will understand yet, but you're beginning to. You need to hold your ground with your wife. And there's, you know what right and wrong is, don't you now? You're very clear.
Yes.
And one of the things that are clear to you is that you know she needs to have the hell loved out of her, but not embrace the hell in her. So your relationship and happiness and life and death is held in the balance of this. Wives are difficult. Wives are born Eves. And every man born of woman goes back to the Eve. In other words, they get their identity from Eve. And they don't understand that the day they're born, and mothers think not properly so, but they think that women think they are better lovers than men. That is far from the truth. And because they think that way, and because you get extra sex for looking, brushing aside any foolish behavior or advantages, as long as you understand that women need you to say no when you sense that the gift she's going to give you is only to get you to buy a nice car for her, or empower the hatred towards men. Because there are some women who get even with men by giving them the sex and diminishing them, because that's what happens when you take that kind of sex, when you don't realize that you can actually understand this, but I say it differently. If you find after you have sex that the morning after she's hateful, you know for sure she has either given in to your pressure, which I don't think you are that kind of man, or she's given you sex so she can demoralize you because she enjoys hating your weakness for her and not detecting that she's playing a game and catching her in and saying, not tonight, Josephine, thank you. See what I'm saying?
Let me say this.
Sex can be a gift that owns you.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
One thing that's happening is that she's not giving me sex to get to me. And it's been quite a while. Longer than I even like to admit.
But again, there's possible. How old are you?
I'm 61, just turned it.
All right, so it's not a big deal. You have children, I imagine?
Yes.
And they're grown up? They're all grown up?
Yes.
Okay. So it's just you and her?
Well,
okay, now.
Yes.
So now this is what you want to do. Every time she's unreasonable, and you know she is, quietly stand your ground. I would give the same advice to the woman if the man was out of order. You understand this. But for a man, it's more important to a man than a woman, because a man is inherently a leader, especially of his family. And the woman is the servant. But let me put it in a more sensible way, acceptable way to a woman. If Ronald Reagan would ask me to do something, I would be respectful and do it, because he's respectable. And it's okay to obey. It's okay to respect what is above you in the order. Because if there's no order, if every person could say, screw you, I could do what I want, there's got to be some kind of order. It is either in heaven or in hell. So in hell, you get upset and you feel guilty. And then when you get upset, you have sexual feelings rising, because all kinds of emotions, especially anger, awaken the sexual impulse in an unhealthy way.
Right.
So, but good sex is less sex. And the less the sex, the better the sex is. And the more the sex is, the worse it is. You've got to grow out of it.
Yes.
Sooner or later, you've got to grow out of it. And she's 60 years old. There's other ways to love her. And it should have been from the very beginning, but you didn't know any better. But because you were just going to mother for just having sex with... It's like having sex with your mother, because it's like a mothering thing. But it's entangled. The danger is entangled with the pleasure, with the natural pleasure, which makes it unnatural. Got that?
Mm-hmm.
And so now that she's 60, so you're 60, how old is she?
She's 60. I'm 60. She's going to turn 62.
Yes, so she's older. She's older than you.
Yes.
You should always marry a woman younger than yourself. But never mind. Women unconsciously want to conquer men. And there's the Eve in every woman. Everyone. No exception. They're born in it, and the only kind of woman that doesn't have it is a good father. I've only got one daughter, and she's a good, very good, pure person. See, she waited 8 years to marry the man, and he waited, and he's a fine man. They had their troubles. They had their troubles, but they got two sons, a daughter and a son. So it turned out fine. And so we must not think of ourselves as animals only.
See, yes, sir.
We have a potential in a mortal being to be beyond that. And you're going through tests, and the way you deal with women is also the way you will be able to. If you can deal with a woman, then you can deal with anybody. If you deal with your wife. If you can deal with your wife and she respects you, she gets angry with you, then thinks to herself, yeah, maybe I'm wrong, maybe he's right. But she gets angry and she feels guilty. And then she puts up a shenanigans again, and she tries to hurt you again and tries to trick you and do this and don't do something that you want to do and make something disappear and make you frustrated looking for it. And you know she's playing this game. The whole thing is intending to tempt you either to be strong and not be bothered and be firm. Did you do this? And she'll lie to you, and you know there's a way you do everything. And so it's always holding your ground without using emotion, without using, it's effortless.
Yes. One thing is that I try to say, you know, you're right, it's all me, not you, to try to appease her, but...
Don't appease.
She doesn't accept any of this problem being her fault. It's all on me.
As a typical woman, and you've given into that over the years, and now you're beginning to open your eyes. You don't need her approval, and you push aside her craziness, her difficulty. See, I was just a little while ago, I had a piece of paper. And,
right.
And so listen to this. I'll read it again. And Hitler says it. But he says about what, you just listen to the last few words as I read it. He says, what you say to people, that is to say in an emotional state, in that receptive state of fanatical abandonment, remains in their minds like an order given to someone under hypnosis, which cannot be wiped out and resists all logical argument. That's a typical woman. Now, but you can't be a typical man to get upset because you're dealing with Hitler. You're dealing with the dark side of the force of the woman, and they've all got it. But the women themselves, intuitively, if they're good people, need a man to say no. Not tonight, Josephine. So I'll give you lots of sex. No, thank you. So you're not under these conditions. And then they try to irritate you and say, well, you're having sex with Roy Masters or something, to irritate you. You're not a man. So you may meet a woman like that, and you say, you were just as kind, but just thank you very much for your thoughts, but no thank you. And they turn away. These kind of women are called man-eaters. I call them man-eater. That's the name. Mm-hmm. And so the women have become so bold as to eat men one at a time, little piece at a time, or eat a person until there's nothing left of them and go to the next one. It's murder. What it is murder. But this, by the same token, men can do the same thing. Men can encourage women to play that role because they have a need for approval. But if you don't have a need for approval from your mommy and the mother of all, and remember Adam and Eve, the story of Adam and Eve is a very interesting story because the dark side, Eve hearkened to the dark side. And he hearkened to her. And that travels, that relationship travels to every generation of every race and color and creed since then. And so the minute you think you're in love and you have, and you, somebody's beautiful and loves you, whether it's a man that's beautiful and loves you or a woman that's beautiful and loves you, you really need to put a big space between you for years before you, so you really understand each other and you find a woman mm-hmm. that is obedient and respectful in the order of the kingdom of heaven. It's just not good to jump into, I was married after 2 weeks. Now you see how stupid I was. Yeah, so, but I learned a lot. I learned a lot. My wife doesn't got it yet. She doesn't have it yet. But I've waited 64 years. I've said it before. I shall wait another 64 years. See that? And I still do my work. And I'm getting stronger than ever before. And guess I'm gifted. I'm given a gift of health. I survive all the kind of things no one else would survive over the years. That's not bragging. That was a gift. I went through the medical profession. I went through the medical professions and through all the, I had all the problems everybody else had and worse. And yet I'm a whole person. Everything grew back. That
now,
is magic.
Can I ask you, a man like yourself, what made you not walk away?
Because my troth, my word, is my honor.
Okay.
I understand the need to be married and truthful, even if she's a scorpion.
Okay. That's, see, the thing I've been fighting with myself about. David, do you stay, try to make it better?
No, you don't try. You don't try. You got it wrong there. Do not try.
Okay.
You don't have to try. Let us splutter and spit like a cobra. And just don't be bothered.
Yes.
And that will bother
her.
And she'll wear herself out. You'll kill the dark side with your just watching and not being, because otherwise you feed yourself to it. You feed yourself to it, and she'll hate you because something inside you hoped you'd be better. And please, please, don't let me get away with this.
Yes.
No exception. My wife still plays the game. And she's losing her memory. I keep saying that. And I hold my ground. I don't have any pity for that. I just say, now look, Anne, I said, you're angry again. You know what happens when you're angry? I'm not angry, shut up. And then all kinds of things come at me. Okay. Let it go. All of a sudden she forgets it. And then she loves me more. But the love is basically, in my case, a love-hate relationship. I don't play the game. I do the right thing, and something inside her doesn't like that. And then she cuddles up to me, so sweet, and gives me a kiss. And she says, you know, I never met a man like this before, but she's still got problems because she says hasn't learned not to be angry with me when I make a point. See, you haven't been angry with me when I pointed out your weakness, were you? But your wife will. Jesus says, I can't remember. But it means I don't punish. The word is punish. What is a word not for punishment? Boy, this has got me stuck here. I'm speaking about, what does it mean I can't explain it. When a person corrects you so that you're not, so you can become pure. I haven't got the right chastise, that's a good one. So it's not the right one, but it'll do. Chastise you that you might be pure. And that's the same thing. you chastise the person by bringing them to the fact they have a problem. And the result of that is that she could get angry for a minute and then think of it and said, you know, I love you for that. Thank you for telling me. Or she becomes more difficult. And then if she's more difficult, then you are also more difficult to get upset. You're calmer and calmer and calmer and more in line with your creator. And she either gets better or she dies. And if she dies, you lost.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
All right, let me see what I'm going to do next. Say goodbye to the gentleman. And let me see what we're going to do. Are you still there? I'll just say goodbye to him. I'll say goodbye to you now, my friend. He's not here. He's away, but you can talk.
I was wondering what other meditation.
You don't listen.
Clips.
You don't need anything right now. Just stay where you are.
Okay.
That's my advice to you.
So,
you stay with that, okay. And it will teach you to stand your ground without having to struggle to hold it in.
Okay.
The person that is your wife is unconsciously eating you and
yes.
devouring you, and you deserve it if you're weak. See. And the weaker you are, the more you give in, the more power you give her to hurt you. And what she'll hate you for the most is because you're weak. Because what she wants you is, what she needs you from you is strength from God. So that you can have an authority that she can obey. And she can't obey a weasel. And she can't really obey a bully. Right?
Yeah.
You've got to be a real man, and a real man isn't a bully, and he isn't a coward.
Right.
He holds his ground. That is the cure and nothing more.
All right.
All right.
Thank you so much for all your help. And
I make it simple,
really
don't I?
Yes.
Make it simple.
It's so simple. It's really right in front of you. You just don't know what to do sometimes.
I'll give you one more parting gift.
Yes.
That what you have, and you can hear it, and you can agree with it. And now because you hear it in me and you believe it in me, all I've done is awakened you to what you knew when you were born. As you become a little child, you can enter the kingdom. You cannot enter the kingdom unless you think like a little child. In a grown-up body, of course, with experience. And so, with you, is you are that little kid in there. I could talk to that little kid. And so you start to see all the mistakes you've been making, and when you see them, they go away, and the reward of looking at the fault, which I was faulting you, as I was talking to you, but you weren't upset about it, you actually saw that was right. You're an appeaser. You've been an appeaser, and you're looking something from her, and she's looking for something from you. And she's now addicted to hating you for not loving the hell out of her. You need to become the man that's Jesus-like. That's Jesus-like mean. You've got such a quality about you, she can't eat you. All she can do is eat herself. See that?
Yes.
So the more she tries to upset you, the stronger you are becoming in relationship to your God. And the more she's wearing out, she's losing the energy she was living off of you when you gave in to her. That's it. That is the dynamic. That it was every woman, every man is like that. Then you can reverse it. The man, woman can be a man, and the man can be a woman. And that's even more complicated, but the same principle, the person acts like the woman is in control who acts like a man. See that? And so,
yes.
Dark side gets you, and you need to understand that she doesn't see her foolishness. Remember what Hitler said. He says, this state resists all logical argument. So you are going to be married to a person forever who resists all logical argument. But you stay your ground, you stay married, and she divorces you, and then she commits the crime. Then you lost the woman you shouldn't have had. But leaving you whole and not taking a part of you with her. Caught that? So look for another sucker. Got it?
Got it.
Okay.
Got it.
All right. Be good, my friend. Thank you for calling. You're welcome. Well, I'm not sure if I was on my best this evening, but sufficiently, I hope, to get you to see some things which are common to all men and women. All a real woman wants. Find the woman. Be careful, because there are some crafty ones. Remember, you're not married yet, assuming you are. So find the woman who appreciates your outspokenness to her, not worrying about what she thinks of you. That's key. And so don't be afraid to hurt her feelings. But don't hurt her feelings purposely to get control of her. Don't fight and make a better fight and be a better mean person than she is, so she gives in. See, none of that. There's got to be a certain dignity about you, a certain effortlessness in the path of trials and tribulations, which raise the eyebrows of what could be an enemy, but also could be a friend. They've never seen anything like this. And they will keep pushing you, possibly push you, and then try being as seductive, you know, give you things, such as sex or whatever, and telling you how wonderful you are. Whatever, all those things, then nothing lifts you up, nothing pulls you down. And that attitude is either you're, you know, really sick, because there is a sickness where you could actually not, your emotions are protecting you. You just don't want to, you're numb because the pain is so great. No, I'm not talking about that. God takes away what you think makes you human. It doesn't. What you think makes you human is making you like everybody else. And you live it, and you will die having never lived in the real sense of the word, the purpose. So this is a gift to counter, to be an effigy, a representative of earth as it is in heaven. No, you're not. You're the temple of the living God, and the Spirit dwells within. Be still and know, I am God and the other guys, and you are not either. So therefore you can be so free, and that's what freedom is not having anger running through your brains and your veins, and looking for hunger for emotions, drugs, alcohol, food. Everything becomes a high and a drug. Everything that's natural becomes unnatural. And the unnaturalness about you is behind the bottle of whiskey. It's the next bite of ice cream. It's always there, lurking. It says, eat me, drink me, screw me. Pardon the expression. You got the gift, ladies and gentlemen. You want your country back, you need to get yourself back. I'm Roy Masters. FHU.com. weddings this evening. But we shall leave that to the beginning of the program, this first 6 minutes. The stations take the news. And you don't really get much from the news. But I'm going to give you some news that's going to give it the blues. And then I'm going to help you with the blues with some better kinds of news. And that is truth that sets you free.